Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is your MC, Nancy Shimamoto. Welcome to the White Way, a public service radio program of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is www.moili'ilihonganji.org, where you will find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Martha Sampson, in memory of former Bishop and Reverend Yoshiaki Fujitani. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Carolyn Uchiyama, Chairman of the Program Committee of the Buddhist Study Center. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. My name is Carolyn Uchiyama. I am the Chair of the Buddhist Study Center Committee, and I am a member of Waihewa Honganji. This morning, I'll be speaking about reflection. What do you think about when I say reflection? Do you think about your face that you see in the morning when you're brushing your teeth or when you're combing your hair before stepping out the door? That is your reflection. The other meaning of reflection is to think on our actions when we have diverged from our path. The other meaning of reflection is to think carefully and deeply about something. In Jodo Shinshu, we are reminded to reflect on our actions when we have diverged from our path, or to reflect on our actions when we have hurt someone and how we will be able to clear up the misunderstanding. Listen to my story and think about the reflection I'm referring to. About 15 years ago, I thought I should begin an exercise program. Waking up early in the morning, I would begin walking up California Avenue in Waihewa. I found the brisk walk enjoyable and thought, surely I'll lose some weight too. Coming in the opposite direction each morning, there were high school students walking to school. As was my usual practice, I looked at the ground and walked past them. I felt uncomfortable making eye contact with them. Isn't that funny, since I was a teacher by profession? Day after day, I would see the same students walking to school. Then I began thinking, I should try brightening up their day by greeting them with a good morning. It was difficult to begin. Every day, I could think I could do it, but the words would not come out. Finally, on that fateful day, building up my courage, I lifted my head, smiled, and said, "Good morning." They all walked past me in silence. What did I expect? I guess I thought I would get a response. Every morning, I kept on greeting them as they walked to school. Once I started, I found it wasn't hard to continue greeting them. Would you believe that day after day, they walked past me in silence? I decided that I will continue to greet them daily, even though they did not respond. It made me happier that I had the courage to greet them daily, even without any response. Finally, after about 3 months, one student acknowledged my good morning with a slight nod. I was elated. That didn't mean the student would respond daily. I was just so happy it finally happened. On reflection, I was greeting them by looking straight ahead and not at the ground anymore. I was beginning to walk with a better posture than in the past. In my mind's eye, if I continued looking at the ground while I walked, I developed a stooped posture as I aged. Then, One day, I went to Pearl Ridge Mall to go shopping. As I was walking towards Ann Taylor, a stranger passed by me, smiled, and said, "Hi." I smiled back. What a strange thing to happen. I didn't even know that person. The same thing began to happen at other places. I began wondering, why was this happening to me? Strangers I don't know smile and say hi. I had been the one trying to cheer up another person's day, and now other people were trying to cheer me up. But why question something so wonderful as strangers greeting me? I question because the Buddha always said to question and reflect and not to take things at face value. I reflected deeply on these wonderful occurrences. As I walked around, I could not see myself. I can only see myself by looking in the mirror. The face I show to the world is unknown to me. The only way I know the face I am showing the world is how people respond to me. They may say, "You look chipper this morning. Did something good happen?" Or, "You must have received wonderful news." Or they may say, "What happened? It looks like you got terrible news." The way I feel is often written on my face. Upon reflection, I finally realized that while I had been trying to make those students smile and say some good morning, I had changed my face and stance, the way my body appears to others in the world. Shinran Shonin had the same occurrence while studying and training on Mount Hiei. He participated in all the difficult practices to become closer to enlightenment. One day, a monk asked him, "May I have a cup of tea?" Shinran walked away with a smile on his face, but the other monks could hear his feet stomping on the hardwood floors. Then Shinran realized that he was upset, unable to remove his true feelings even after years of difficult practice. Somehow, his facial appearance and body gestures were not in sync, but opposite of each other. After discovering his limitations on Mount Hiei, Shinran decided to go to Ryukakudo in Kyoto. He heard the rumor of Honen's teachings and decided to meet with Honen Shonin. Listening to Honen's teachings of "Come as we are into Amida's embrace" soothed Shinran's doubts about the teachings, and he finally realized that was the only way to the Pure Land. Upon reflection, I also noticed that I not only wanted to greet others, but wanted to care for them in tangible ways too. For example, when my girlfriend had cancer, I began cooking meals for her and her husband. It wasn't a lot, but enough food for a meal. On days I saw her, we talked story about the recipes she was experimenting with, or how we could continue our community Blue Zone cooking classes after COVID ended. My friend was an excellent cook and made the best three bean salad, the packaged mochi that we sold at Wahiwa's Bone Dance, and onolicious tofu with cold ginger chicken sauce. Another tangible way I showed caring for others occurred when I was waiting in the drive-through lane at McDonald's. After I ordered my drink, I motioned for the woman in the other lane to proceed before me so the lines would move forward smoothly. When I drove to the pay window, the cashier told me that the woman in the front of me had picked up my tab. Wasn't that something? On several other occasions, people have responded to my small acts of caring by picking up my tab. I try to show caring in tangible ways that hopefully will bring cheer and happiness to others. I'm not perfect, but when I try to make someone's life a little better, I realize I feel better too. It seems the scouting program that I was involved in for many years have shaped my values, and they also mirror Buddhist values. The Cub Scout motto, "Do your best," and Boy Scout slogan, "Do a good turn daily," personify the Buddhist teachings. I try to live these values in my daily life. Someone just told me a few nights ago that I have such a happy face and there's an aura of warmth around me. That really took me by surprise. You really don't know how you look and behave to others. I've come to the realization that not only has my face changed, but all of me. The way I greet people, the way I care for others, and my mannerisms. I feel so much happier now. This person I project to the world is reflected back to me. Reflecting deeply on my journey as a fellow traveler has helped me live a Buddhist life with more gratitude and appreciation. It has brought joy and happiness into my life. While it's true that life is suffering, thinking of others makes life worthwhile. There is purpose in your life and a reason to wake up every morning with gusto and vigor. Therefore, live life. Do the best you can. Take time to read or listen to the Dharma. Reflect on your actions. Then proceed to live life joyfully in concert with others. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Carolyn, for your Dharma message this morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 27th, our Sunday service begins at 9 a.m. The Dharma message will be delivered by lay speaker Mrs. Karen Murakami, member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. The service will be followed with fellowship and Halloween dress-up day in the social hall. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Way broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, November 2nd at 7:45 a.m. when our speaker will be Reverend Shinkai Murakami, Resident Minister of Wailuku Honganji Mission on Maui. Namo Amida Butsu.